Chapter 5 Sheep Bunny in Training.
Walk up!
Fluttershy called out the herding command.
Or should it be hop up, since you're a bunny?
Across the field, Angel strained to hear his pony. He perked his right ear up and cocked his head to the side in confusion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel.
Fluttershy could feel beads of sweat forming on her forehead. It was a sunny day, but the perspiration was definitely a product of her nerves. Herding was really hard to do. Applejack and Winona made it look so easy.
I'll get it right soon, I promise, little dear.
The Fine Furry Friends Fair was in a week, so it didn't leave much time for the amateur bunny to learn the refined art of herding. Applejack and Winona had generously offered to lend Fluttershy and Angel the neighboring field, as well as to demonstrate some of the basic commands and formations. Though Fluttershy was still hesitant about the plan, she had never seen Angel so excited or proactive about anything. Not even the time he had tried to learn how to surf on their vacation to Horseshoe Bay compared. Each morning before Celestia rose the sun, Angel was already up and hippity-hopping about, doing his stretches and drinking shakes made of blended kale and celery. It seemed that he had all but forgotten the unkind words of those silly Flim Flam brothers. Whenever Fluttershy and Angel would pass through Ponyville Park, right by the circus tent on the way to Applejack's house, the bunny would hop past with his nose in the air. Those show bunnies had nothing on his new and unique talent. That's why Fluttershy had to buck up and put on a brave face for Angel.
Why don't y'all try the apple crate formation again? Suggested Applejack, taking a swig of cold apple cider and hanging against the side of the pasture fence.
That one's real easy, I promise, Sugar Cube.
Applejack gave a reassuring smile.
Go on.
Okay, Fluttershy panted. What does that one look like again?
She looked to the flock of sheep. They were all over the pasture. It was going to be a challenge just to get them in the same corner, let alone into a shape.
Just what it sounds like,
Applejack pointed to a small rectangle of red picket fence in the back of the field.
You just gotta get all the sheep into the enclosure like apples in a crate. Simple as pie.
Did I hear somebody say pie?
Pinkie Pie shrieked as she bounced toward them, her fuchsia mane and tail billowing out with each jump. Rarity and Twilight Sparkle trotted along after her. Applejack raised an eyebrow.
I did say it, but...
Woohoo! I love pie!
Pinkie licked her chops.
What kind are we having today?
I'm afraid you're the only pie in sight, Pinkie.
Applejack said. She waved her hoof at the field.
Winona and I are busy teaching Fluttershy here how to herd sheep with Angel Bunny.
In the distance, Angel hopped in a circle around one of the sheep's legs. The ewe was completely uninterested and didn't budge.
Aw, bummer! Guess I'll just have to eat this instead!
Pinkie pouted, then procured a slice of pineapple upside-down cake out of nowhere. She grabbed Applejack's cider and took a hearty sip.
Thanks, bestie!
Fluttershy, darling, Rarity stuck out her tongue in disgust. Why ever would you want to herd sheep? I know you love animals, but sheep are by far the smelliest of the lot.
She put her dainty polished hoof up to her white nose.
In fact, if I'm going to stand here, I think I need my botanical hat for scent diffusion.
Rarity placed a large sun hat adorned with fragrant, fresh flowers atop her purple mane. She took a deep breath of their floral scent.
Yes, that's better.
It's not me who wants to learn. It's my poor little Angel Bunny.
Fluttershy hung her head.
It was those nasty Flim Flam brothers and their bunny cabaret. Angel wanted to join the show, but they said he had no special talents.
Oh, I saw that show,
Pinkie chirped.
It was really good. Love that macaroni bunny.
Pinky turned to Rarity and Twilight.
Have you tried his three cheese dish? Delectabalumptious!
I heard that bunny trained at Le Fleur Garland, the best culinary academy in the world, remarked Rarity. She turned to Twilight and explained. When he's not performing in the show, he's been doing guest chef nights over at that new restaurant, Grassy Mare Tavern.
You ponies are not exactly helping, Applejack barked. Close your pie holes!
Pie again, huh?
Pinkie Pie gave a suspicious look and rubbed her chin.
I think you might be hiding something, Applejack.
A guest bunny chef? See what my adorable little sweetheart is up against?
Fluttershy whimpered.
It's why he wants to enter the Winnieland herding competition, to show them that he can do something.
But Angel can do lots of things, insisted Pinkie Pie. Gummy says he tells the best jokes.
She pointed to her pet baby alligator.
Tell them that one Angel made up about the spoon and the garden gnome.
The little guy showed no reaction, except for blinking a few times. Pinkie giggled and turned to her friends.
Good one, huh?
Every pony exchanged a confused look. Pinkie Pie continued to roll around on the grass with laughter.
I tried to tell him that I already think he's the most wonderful bunny in the world, but he won't believe me.
Fluttershy whimpered again.
Well, I guess I better get back to practice.
Fluttershy took off toward the bunny. From afar, the ponies could see her rubbing his ears and trying to make him drink a juice box. He refused and kept hopping around, gesturing to the sheep. Twilight Sparkle wore a look of concern as she watched the pitiful scene. Is a bunny even allowed to enter the competition? I thought it was just for earth ponies and their dogs.
Traditionally, yes, Applejack nodded. But I looked up the rules, and it's not that specific. Just says no flying, and you have to use the herding phrases. So long as Fluttershy doesn't use her wings, and Angel follows the traditional canine commands, he can compete.
The ponies watched as Fluttershy and Angel did a hopeless dance of hopping around the flock, barely getting one sheep out of the whole bunch to move. Finally, two sheep walked forward.
Meow-ah,
they bleated. Oh, look, Rarity exclaimed. Those two moved. Maybe there is hope for Fluttershy and Angel's routine. The ewes bent down and began to rip large mouthfuls of grass out of the earth. As they chewed, they sank to the ground and lay down for a rest. One of them fell asleep. Oh, never mind.
In all my herding days, I ain't never seen a flock disobey the routine like that,
Applejack marveled.
Not even Brayburn's dog, Albus, and that pup's come in last place at every competition.
It's like Fluttershy's voice is actually putting them to sleep.
Pinkie Pie's eyes widened. All but one of the sheep had curled up on the grass for a nap.
Ooh, that's actually pretty cool.
My little lammies, my little lammies, Fluttershy began to sing. Listen to Angel.
I don't know, girls, Twilight bit her lip. Fluttershy might be in over her head with this one. Fluttershy gave her friends a weak wave from across the field. Though she couldn't hear their doubts about Angel and the competition, she was having just as many herself. She wanted to make Angel happy, but at some point, she needed to put her hoof down and tell him that it just wasn't working. A bunny could do a lot of amazing things, but being a sheepdog was not one of them.